Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, for the first time in 17 years, we have a tracker-type mortgage on the Irish market, would you believe? But it's not a tracker mortgage, according to Avant Money, which launched Flex Mortgage today. To tell us more, I'm joined by Martina Hennessy, who's Managing Director of Irish Mortgage Brokers, Doddle.ie. Martina, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
When is a tracker mortgage not a tracker mortgage, and so on? Tell me first, what is Avant Money and when did it come to the Irish market?
Yes, so Avant Money entered the Irish mortgage market in 2020. So they're part of Spanish bank, Bankinter, who are one of the largest banks in Spain. So a really well-established bank. They're going to be opening and operating under a license in Ireland later on this year as Bankinter. But Avant Money have been really strong since they've entered the market. They entered in 2020 with a 1.95% rate and a mandate to offer long-term value to the Irish consumer. So they've been really innovative in the products that they've rolled out, including a whole of term fixed rate product and also now this new flex mortgage rate.
Okay, I like innovative. I like the idea of extra competition because hopefully it'll drive down fees and bring more choice and so on. Because are most Irish mortgage customers, Martina, on fixed mortgages at this stage, do you think?
Yep, so the vast majority of mortgage holders in Ireland are on fixed rates, and indeed new mortgages that are drawn down tend to be fixed rates. As a nation, we favour those short-term fixed rate products, probably because we haven't had much choice. There's only ever been standard variable rates in place since 2008, and most of those standard variable rates are priced between 3.75 and 5.9, but they're generally in the 4% range. So fixed rates to date over the last number of years have always been lower than variable rates, and as such, people tend to fix. But the demand for variable rates has increased. I suppose people have become more confident that, you know, rates won't start to increase, that they could fall even further. So throughout 2024, actually, the new mortgage drawdowns, 20% of those were on variable rates. And prior to that, prior to 2022-23, it was like 10% or less that would be on a variable rate. Mm. So the demand for variable rate mortgages has increased. And as such, it's a good time for the introduction of this product by Avant.
Is it? Because is it likely, or do we know? I mean, for this to work, this flex mortgage, which is kind of like people will know it's a tracker type mortgage, even though they're saying it's not a tracker mortgage. Is this a good time? Because we don't know what the market will do, do we? We had a period of sustained increases, but are we sure it's going to go down now?
Well, I suppose looking at the alternative, right, if we know that 20% of the market are choosing variable rates, and if this is a variable rate that's a lower variable rate and more transparent than the standard variable rates offered by the lenders on the market right now, then it is a welcome addition. And anything that offers choice, anything that offers competition, anything that creates discipline in the market is always positive. But if we look at where standard variable rates were over the last 10 years, like the track and a standard variable rate would have been at 4.12% as an average rate of the last 10 years. Mm. If we throw back and look at, you know, the 12-month Euribor rate, which is what this flex mortgage rate is based on, and we you know, extrapolate that out to look at what that flex mortgage would have been, it would be 3.34% over the same period. So as a variable rate product, it's, you know, seen to be a strong product. And again, I think a lot of it comes down to transparency. So on a standard variable rate, the rate is set based on the lender's own discretion as to what they choose the rate to be. Many of the lenders have not reduced their standard variable rates over the last number of years, you know, in line with fixed rate cuts or ECB cuts. And that's because they have a large back book of existing mortgage customers sitting on these rates. Mm-hmm. So there's very little movement, downward movement on the standard variable rates. So I suppose a more transparent benchmarked rate is something that's positive for those who want to choose a variable rate. But again, as a nation, we tend to favour those shorter term fixed rates. And maybe with this increased choice of this particular product, which again has never been seen in the Irish market, mm-hmm. it will certainly gain interest, and, you know, could be something that's more popular in the short term.
Okay, this is from a reputable lender, as you say, as well. But this is inevitable. I knew we'd get a text like this, Martina. Before we finish, I have to read you what Shane and Tala has texted us. I don't know what a tracker mortgage is, he says.
The new one is, I don't know what a flex mortgage is.
If you don't know the reference, Google it, YouTube it. Look, Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Irish Mortgage Brokers, Doddle.ie. Thank you very much.